What's up, everybody? Our first ever podcast. How's it going? We're going to be talking about some interesting stuff here today, starring me, Antonio, and with a special guest, my dad. Make an introduction, Dad.
Miguel Revron. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good here, Dad. So anyway, we're going to be talking about accepting the mistaken blame. I know it's a corny title, but anyway, pretty much the basic detail is, have you ever taken the blame for a friend? And I'm pretty sure some of you have done that before. If not, there was no point to that. Anyway, so, Dad.
Yes, Tony.
Have you ever taken a blame for a friend?
And who hasn't? Of course, absolutely. That's what friends are for.
Indeed. Mm. So, can you name a time exactly? Mm. Like, think back. Like, back to the 80s.
Oh, man. Sir, the 80s. Great time.
Speak up.
80s, great time. We can go back to the mid-80s. Did I take up? Oh, a lot of times. Here's one story. Going down Philadelphia. Everybody knows 10th and Wolf. And as we're walking down 10th and Wolf, me and my best friend happens to be Italian. I'm not. Puerto Rican and Taínos. But anyway, as we're walking down, you see these guys, they're beating up. I hate to be graphic with this, but they're beating up kids, blacks, and minority descendants, Puerto Ricans. And they get up to me and they said, the guys that wanted to beat me up, my best friend who's Italian there says, that's my cousin. His name is Vincent Pizzanzo. Something. He gave me some name, but I don't remember. But hey, they looked at me and they thought I was Italian. And I said, oh yeah, this guy's Italian. Leave him alone, man. But anyway, it was just crazy. He walked me down back to about Broad and Wolf. And from there on, he said he couldn't walk with me down because they don't go into those neighborhoods. And so I took he helped me out, meaning they thought I was Italian, and if I wasn't, they were going to beat me up. Again, afterwards, because when I found out of this, what his friends did, I didn't want to hang out with him because I didn't like that, because most of my friends were black and Spanish.
So how does that relate to the question?
And the question is?
The question is, did you take the blame?
Because I took the blame. My friend took the blame for me, being that he told his friends that they thought that I was Italian, which I wasn't. You see? So the blame he took, my best friend, so that I wouldn't get a whipping.
Wow. Yeah. That is crazy. What about a time where you accepted a friend's blaming?
I accept my brother's blaming all the time.
Oh, like name one that you actually remember.
I remember a time. You gotta remember, these times are tough times. I mean, the 80s is a different era from where you guys are growing up.
Well, yeah, so, this is the 21st
right.
century.
So parents back then can discipline kids and get away with it, I guess, with doing what they did, even though I thought it was a little harsh. And the one time was when we were all had slingshots. Me and my brother, we were about 11.
I could see where this is going.
And we took some rocks and we slung them up in the air. And I told him, don't do that because it's going to come down. So I went home, back, put my slingshot away, came back out with them, and I took his slingshot, my brother, but I didn't shoot it. I just took his slingshot. And then my other brother brought his slingshot because he got one too. He got a new one, the one that wraps around your wrist. They go really high. And then he wanted to shoot it. So I told my brother, Jig, don't do it because it's going to go high, man, and it's going to break, I'm telling you. So, but he did it anyway, shot it up in the air, and came down. And we all started shooting in at the trains because the trains started coming back. We live on Campbell Street, not thinking about the rock that came down. And we hearing all this commotion in the front of the house. So we go to the front of the house. My dad's windshield was busted.
Ooh.
Rock came down, cracked the front windshield.
Wow.
Yeah, so we took off back to the backyard thinking they didn't see us. But he came back there and they asked, who did that? And my brother said, Mickey did it. I said, I didn't do it. I didn't see nothing. And then my other brother, Jig, looked at me, and I was going to blame him because he's the one that did it. So since he really already blamed me, I said, yeah, I did it there, but I didn't. And I got a whipping like you ain't going to believe.
Ooh.
Yeah, he gave me a good whipping.
Ouch.
And then I told my brother Jig at the end of the night, because I didn't get a meal. He told me I didn't get a meal, nothing. And Jig snuck up some dinner for me after my shower because I was in the room. And my brother Willie never came in to apologize, but Jig came in and thanked me. He said, I appreciate it.
Wow, some brother. Yeah. Wow. Oh, boy. So, what can I... A time, maybe? A time for me where I accepted a friend's blaming? Probably just recently,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, about yourself.
Yeah, about myself. Recently, though, like, Dad, I told you about the cinnamon challenge I took. Yeah, you can't have cinnamon, though, because you're allergic to cinnamon, though.
What?
So anyway, I did the cinnamon challenge, and what happened was after I like ate a my friends say a teaspoon, I call a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't make a mess or anything though. I swallowed it down. Believe me, folks, I did swallow it. I actually did swallow it. I just like took the spoon,
bit it, and whoop. Damn. Next time, don't do this. Not smart.
Okay, fine. Hey. We're friends. It's what we do when we're young, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so anyway, I was
most of my friends made me do was drink chug down Pepsi.
Well, Pepsi was big back in the 80s.
That's right. Because you get that big burp afterwards.
Oh, true, true.
That was cool.
I'm known for that. So anyway, I was done with the cinnamon challenge, but some of the other guys were making the cinnamon challenge. So what happens is there's like a bunch of cinnamon like in one part of the floor. Mr. Lehman comes right out, and he sees all the cinnamon on the floor, and he says, "Who made the mess with the cinnamon?" No one answered. I'm like looking around, I was like, nobody's gonna answer. So I get up and I'm like, "Mr. Lehman, I did it."
Okay.
Yes, but anyway.
But even if you didn't do it, yeah.
Hey, but I mean, but it, still, all I had to do was, like, clean up the cinnamon. It took me 5 minutes, though. It just took me 5 minutes. Oh, it was yeah, like, hey, it was like, like, maybe as big as a basketball hoop. That pile was probably as big as a basketball hoop. Maybe a little smaller.
Okay. Still, that's not too bad.
Maybe in, what was another time? You know, I really can't think of another time, though. I really can't think of another time. What about you, Dad? Is there anything else, though? So, wait. Here's the main question. How do you cross a boundary with that, though? With taking the blame?
Well, you cross a boundary to a threshold of friendship or binding, because there you accepted a blame for someone who did something else that you know you didn't do, but therefore, neither consequences would be worse for that person.
So you figure you take the consequences for them, so therefore they don't deserve it.
Well, not so much as that they don't deserve it because they did the thing, but probably is because they initially can't take that consequence because it may be a little too harsh than the person who someone else would not exceed that kind of punishment. Like, it's like a... If I'm in my work of business and a guy comes in and he spills paint,
like on the
floor, right? They're not gonna like that, but they're not gonna give him an exceeded punishment because he's a customer. As to an employee who comes and spills paint and knows that where the things are, that if he does that, there's gonna be a warning and maybe a repercussion, which is different.
So it depends on the type of person, pretty much.
Well, yeah, the type of person and like, what binding friendship you have with that person.
Wow.
Or relationship. Or family.
Okay. Wow.
So what else you got for me today, buddy?
I really don't have anything else.
Oh, you're doing pretty good. You got it in there.
I must say, it was a good question. Well, folks, it seems to be we're running a bit out of time here, so we're going to make a quick wrap-up.
Got some music to play?
Yeah, we got some music.
Well, let's hit it.
Well, let's see here. What do we have?
Let's roll out with the sounds.
What kind of music shall we go with? How about Whitney Houston? In honor of Whitney Houston. Let me just get something opened up here. Which song for Whitney Houston?
Greatest Love of All.
Greatest Love of All.
Just remember to love yourself and always be yourself. And remember, God loves everyone. I'm out. Peace.
So I learned to depend.